BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Brazilian police are searching a prison outside the Amazonian city of Manaus after at least 60 inmates died in fighting between rival gangs. Families have been gathering outside the local mortuary to identify the bodies. Brazilian media say some prisoners were decapitated. Two of the country's biggest drug gangs have been battling for control of the country's prisons. Turkey says it's close to identifying the gunman responsible for the deadly New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39 people. The country's deputy prime minister, Nurman Kurtulmuş, said investigators had found fingerprints and other evidence that would identify the perpetrator. Police in Israel are questioning the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, over bribery allegations. Mr. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing, saying claims reported in the local media that he received gifts from businessmen would be shown to be hot air. The French president, François Hollande, has said the battle to recapture Mosul, the Islamic State group's main stronghold in Iraq, should be over by the summer, if not earlier. As Mr. Hollande visited French troops in Iraq, IS carried out a series of car bombings in the capital, Baghdad. Syrian government forces and their allies are continuing an offensive against rebels in a region near Damascus as the nationwide ceasefire continues elsewhere. Rebels have warned that if the government does not stop its attacks, the truce will be at an end. The police in El Salvador say the country's murder rate has dropped by 20% following the introduction of special security measures. Officials said almost 1,400 fewer people were murdered in 2016 compared with the previous year. The British art critic, writer and painter John Berger has died at the age of 90. His best-known work was Ways of Seeing, a criticism of Western cultural aesthetics, but he also won Britain's top literary award, the Booker Prize, for his novel G. He donated half the prize money to the radical African-American movement, the Black Panthers. BBC News.